You're listening to An Hour in Time. I'm William Cooper.
And I'm Pooh. Hi, I'm Little Pooh. I live in your radio. This is my dog, Sugar Bear. He lives in here, too.
Welcome to the Wednesday Night Ballroom in the middle of Arizona on Highway 666 on top of the rock in the Four Corners, where Utah, Colorado, Arizona, and New Mexico meet. From our mailbox, from Jeffrey Dykett, Vice Chairman of the Louisiana Libertarians in New Orleans, Louisiana, comes this missile written upon an old typewriter, and I know it was done in the dark. He says, a second source for the ominous parallels is Second Reconnaissance, or I should say, Renaissance Books, Post Office Box 4625, Oceanside, California, 91344. Phone 619-657-6159. You also need their catalog for future readings. You also may write the N. or Ayn Rand Institute, 4640 Admiralty Way, Suite 715, Marina Del Rey, California, 90292. Phone is 213-376-9232. Thank you very much. Sincerely yours, Jeffrey. And once again, for those of you who may have missed it, the ominous parallels from Second Renaissance Books, P.O. Box 4625, Oceanside, California, 91344. Phone 619-657-6159. You also can get their catalog. You can also write to the Ayn Rand Institute, 4640 Admiralty Way, Suite 715, Marina Del Rey, California, 90292. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the hottest newspaper in the country is out. Went to press yesterday, was labeled, and is in the mail. And the majority, or the, I should say, the rest will be in the mail tomorrow. This is an incredible issue. Senate hearings on militias by the Second Amendment Foundation. Clinton's radio address to the nation, during which he said, quote, "It's hard to imagine what more must happen to convince Congress to pass that bill," end quote, talking about the anti-terrorism destroyer of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights bill. I take that as a threat. He says, "It's hard to imagine what more must happen to convince Congress to pass that bill." Also, NATO, ex-Warsaw Pact troops conduct training exercise in the United States, during which General John Sheehan, Supreme Allied Commander and Commander-in-Chief of NATO's U.S. Atlantic Command, said this, and I quote, "It is through exercises such as this that truly we can create a new world order in which the militaries of the world can work in coordination and cooperation to fill a better peace," end quote. Quote. What do you think he means by that, folks? Letters to the editor and founding fathers, original tax reform, address to the House of Representatives, very good article. In the opinion column, mass programming, paradigm, adjustment for hidden agendas, the film and television media, part 2 of 2 by Sean Safai. Kaji News Service, symbology, Tarot, the Sun and the Lion, and a movie review of The Lion King. Have you ever stopped to think that there's not one single Disney film that's ever been made in history that has any kind of a religious theme or even a religious content whatsoever? And in particular, missing from all of the Disney movies and cartoons is the majority religion of this country, Christianity. It's not there. Never was never meant to be. The Disney cartoons have been teaching the children to believe and accept the New World religion. Don't believe it? Go back and look at them. There are even, in many of the cartoons, strange clouds shaped exactly like UFOs. How about that? Ann Husted, registered nurse, who writes our health and nutrition column, has an excellent article on eating green food, which I advise all of you to read. I also advise all of you to eat some green food once you read it. And the headline article, BATF, IRS, criminal fraud. It's an exclusive. You won't read about it anywhere else. What else do we have? Oh, woman wins battle over juror questionnaire. Pet owner goes to jail. You know why she went to jail? And she was also fined $900 and some odd because her dog didn't have a license. I bet that makes a chill run up some of your spines. How many of you out there have a dog or a pet of some kind that doesn't have a license? You could go to jail and be fined almost $1,000 like this woman was. United Nations Population Fund director cites positive results. Suspected John Doe 2 sues local television station. News briefs. High ozone level activates air quality control. I thought there wasn't enough ozone. I thought the ozone layer was in danger. Wow, now they're saying a high ozone level activates air quality control. But we've known this for a long time. We revealed it a long time ago, folks, didn't we? Aren't we the ones who told you that Los Angeles spends millions of dollars every year to get rid of ozone in the atmosphere over Los Angeles? And all of these wackos are running around talking about, oh my gosh, oh, your spray cans and your air conditioners are destroying the ozone. Well, if that's true, why is L.A. spending millions of dollars to get rid of ozone? Knights Templar claim Holy Grail. Speeding motorist couple mysteriously found dead. Dutch surprise for returning American tourist. Murdered liquor store clerk sought handgun for protection. Of course, they wouldn't let him have one, so he was murdered. And much, much more. Bomb damage analysis of the Alfred P. Mira Federal Building, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And I would advise you, if you can, to get a copy of the original report with the color photographs and the key, the tabs keyed to the text. They're all in Veritas. But it's nice to have the original anyway. The headline article, folks, is going to frost you. It is going to literally turn you on your ear. It's going to turn Washington upside down. The major establishment news media isn't going to know what to do when they read it, because it outlines the lie, the big lie, the fraud, the theft, the big fraud. You've all been paying income tax and filing 1040s because your mommy told you to. You've been raped, bozos.
Use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans just like a whiz.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
You stop paying the elbow tax when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Floats the dirt right down the drain.
My gosh, they're right.
Yes, they are. For those of you who would like to have your own radio broadcast, your own show, do your own thing, say whatever it is you like, rebroadcast this broadcast, rebroadcast all of the Patriot programming that you can pluck off a satellite. First, you got to make a ruse, what Jeffrey would tell you down in New Orleans. You got to have something to do it with. You have to have a transmitter. So we found the only transmitter company there is that we can find, that we know of, that makes a fully assembled and tested FM transmitter. Not only fully assembled and tested, but they also have a kit in case you're the do-it-yourself type. But it's top-notch, A number one quality. It doesn't drift off frequency. It is great. Transmits on the FM broadcast band from 80 to 108 megahertz. That is the FM broadcast band. Now, folks, this is not a toy. It's not a surveillance bug. It's not a nursery monitor. It's a real, proper FM broadcast transmitter. Tunes very easy. Has a little tuner pot. You can tune it to any frequency you want to broadcast on. It runs on 12 to 15 volts DC. And we're getting orders like crazy. You've got to get in on this, folks. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have our own network across this country broadcasting the truth to millions of people who don't have a chance in hell of ever hearing it without what we're trying to do here. So if you want to be a part of making history, if you want to be part of an hour in time or several hours in time every single night, broadcasting the hour of the time amongst any other broadcasting that you want to do, including your own show, then you need to get this transmitter. Runs on 12 to 15 volts DC. You can get the power supply from Radio Shack. It's not very expensive. You can use it at home, in your car. It can be connected to a mixer, a CD, a tape player, a microphone, a stereo set, or a radio, or a satellite, downlink, earth station, whatever you need to broadcast with. It transmits in monaural, but it has excellent sound for broadcasting music or voice. It's FM radio. You know what that sounds like. Sounds beautiful. It's better than most low-cost stereo units. You'll be impressed. We guarantee it, in fact. It has a well-designed oscillator section. Gives it excellent frequency stability. There's no frequency drifting whatsoever. But our big feature, folks, is a full 3 watts of output power. That gives this transmitter a true range of many miles in every direction. Most of the other FM transmitters on the market are just toys. They put out maybe 1/10 of a watt, 5 to 100 milliwatts of power. Their range is about 300 feet, maybe a mile if you're lucky. Ours gives you 60 times more get heard power. Also, folks, also comes with a, if you get the fully assembled and tested model, it comes with a 1/2 wave dipole antenna and plans for a 3/4 wave antenna, which will give you a 3 decibel gain above the 1/2 wave dipole antenna. If you order the kit, you get plans to build the antenna and the ingredients to make the roux are not very expensive. If you don't know what a roux is, call somebody in Louisiana and ask them, how do you make a roux? The answer you'll get will amaze you. Now, we're the only that we know of micro broadcast transmitter company to sell fully assembled and tested, not just kits, but we do offer kits. And we offer free technical support if you ever have problems. We stand by our claim that this is a good product, fairly priced. If you're not happy with this transmitter, we will refund your money. Now, if you order the kit and you begin to assemble it, and you've soldered parts together and, you know, partly assemble it, we will not refund your money. Because, you know, once you start that process, we can't. We don't know what you're doing, and maybe you don't either. But take a look at it when you get it. If you get the kit and you look at it and it's too hard or you don't want to do it, send it back. We'll refund your money 100%. If you get the fully tested and assembled model with the 1/2 wave dipole antenna, use it for 30 days. If you just don't like it, I don't care what the reason is, as long as it's not broken, as long as it works perfectly, you send it back to us and we'll refund your money 100%. Now, if the parts fail through no fault of your own, if it doesn't work when you receive it, send it back. We'll refund 100% of your money. However, if it's dented, if it looks like it's been run over by a truck or dropped off the top of a building, sorry, bud, we won't do it. So, it's just like any other guarantee. We'll stand by the claim on the product, not what you do to the product. What you do to the product will negate the guarantee. Okay? Now, we've already sold over 200 of these units in the United States, and not one has come back. Not one has been returned. We ship worldwide except to Canada. We cannot ship to Canada because I'm not going to lie on the customs form that you have to put on the package. And if I tell the truth, they're not going to let it in Canada because that's already gone to the New World Order. Ain't no such thing as free speech in Canada. Ain't no such thing as people broadcasting anything. And if you broadcast what we're broadcasting here in Canada, you're going to jail, you ain't going to pass go, you ain't coming out, you ain't crossing no borders, you ain't getting no standing applause, and nobody will ever hear from you again. Apologies to all the English teachers for my use of ain't, but it gets your attention occasionally when I deviate from the norm. Okay, the kit, $100, postpaid. The fully assembled and fully tested with a 1/2 wave dipole antenna included, $150 postpaid. It'll ship right to your door by airmail special delivery, and we ship pretty quick, but I have to tell you to allow 6 to 8 weeks, allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. And that's just to satisfy the postal rules. Just in case there's a delay, we don't get shut down because you didn't get it when you thought you would. If there's a problem, we'll work with you to take care of it. But so far, we haven't had any. So, there's no CODs, folks. No CODs, no credit cards, none of that kind of stuff. Make check or money order payable to Annie. A-N-N-I-E. Annie. A-N-N-I-E. Send them to the Intelligence Service. Post Office Box 1420, Sholo, Arizona, 85901. That's make checks or money orders out to Annie. Send them to the Intelligence Service. Post Office Box 1420, Sholo, Arizona, 85901. One, and you'll hear that address repeated at the end of this broadcast. Okay?
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a
boy, I do quite frequently. I have a 58 Chevrolet, and that brings back a lot of memories, and so does Dinosaur. Okay, now I'm going to talk about what we told you about last night. You see, if you're going to have your transmitter and you want to transmit beautiful, high-fidelity FM broadcast off a satellite of all the wonderful Patriot program, including the Hour of the Time, folks, you need an earth station, a satellite earth station, to receive the broadcast from the satellite. Now, it's not just for satellite radio. You can use it for television. You can use it for anything. You can upgrade it to whatever level you want to. But even if you want to upgrade it to the highest level of a satellite earth station there is, with the deals that we have, it's going to cost you hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars less than you could do it anywhere else. Now, here's what we offer in our package. This is what comes in the package. We have other things that you can order later, or you can order them with your package, and I'll talk about those tonight. You get a dish. It's an Orbitron SX7, one of the very best dish manufacturers in the industry. This 7-foot dish will receive good, solid signals on all the main satellites. It comes with a slide bar for aiming it at Galaxy 6, and if you mark the slide bar once you find the other satellites, it's very easy to go from Galaxy 6 to any other satellite you want. And complete instructions for assembly, mounting, and aiming. It's not rocket science, folks. Anyone can put this together and aim it. We also have the receiver, which is an Eurosat Horizon 2000. It's called the Eurosat Horizon 2000. Now, this receiver is a stereo receiver, and it's digitally tuned with 150 programmable channels, getting a little tongue-tied here, 150 programmable channels so that you can store audio and video frequencies. Unlike many receivers, the digital tuning is continuous, so you can find hidden signals, signals that you can't find with other receivers. It was made for the European market. The version we sell is all set up for the USA line voltage, and it's ready to plug into your stereo and transmitter. It also will deliver a video television signal. It's programmed by the distributor for the two Patriot audio channels on Galaxy 6. Now, for some of you, it will be Galaxy 2, or G2, I should say. And that may sound confusing, but it's not. If you set it up to receive Galaxy 6 and you don't get anything, go to G2 and you will. You also get a feed. It's the Chaparral Super Feed. It's a single polarity feed on the basic system. And it's configured to receive all the even-numbered channels on Galaxy 6, or for some of you, G2, including the two Patriot networks on transponder 14. Now, if you want to get the polarity switcher, or the LNBF, dual polarity low noise block converter feed, if you purchase this LNBF at the time that you purchase this whole basic system that we're selling, you can have it for $20. If not, it's going to cost you over $100 later on. We can only give it to you for $20 if you purchase it with the basic system. Okay? So you're going to get, with the system, the Chaparral Super Feed, but it's a single polarity feed on the basic system. It's configured to receive all the even-numbered channels. You won't get the odd-numbered channels. And it's already tuned in for Galaxy 6. For some of you, it'll be G2, including the two Patriot networks on transponder 14. If you want to get the dual-polarity low-noise block converter feed, called an LNBF, then include $20 extra with your order, and specify that you want the LNBF dual polarity, and we'll send that out to you with it. You also get an LNB, state-of-the-art California amplifier, low-noise block converter. It's rated at 25 degrees Kelvin, one of the best you can buy, folks. And this is the device that amplifies the satellite signals from the dish to the receiver. This is the unit the professionals use. Also, you get 100 feet of RG6 cable to connect the dish to the receiver. Now, what I've just outlined to you is all you need to receive FM quality Patriot programming 24 hours a day, including the hour of the time. You can also get video right off satellite. Now, if you're buying an FM transmitter, folks, this system will do all your programming for you. All you have to do is schedule your on-air time and your off-air time and set it all up. It'll do it automatically for you. This is the system that's used by radio stations, and it has a suggested price, folks, of over $750. Now, right now, from the hour of the time, it's available for $570 plus the U.S., or I should say UPS, shipping and handling charge, which is $68. That's $570 plus $68 shipping and handling. Now, if you were to go down to the satellite store in your town, this system right here would probably cost you right close to $1,400-$1,500. So what we're selling you is less than this silly little dish that gives you 100% programming by Big Brother, which is nothing but satellite cable. And you can't get anything else except what you purchase, what you get. All the programming you receive on this system is free. With the 18-inch RCA, you have no Patriot programming, only censored news, and you pay for every channel on the system. Folks, this is a much better deal. So, $570 plus $68 shipping and handling, And if you get that off, we'll get it to you. Now, here's some of the upgrades that we have available. If you want an upgrade, in fact, if you want to upgrade your system at the time you purchase it, I'm going to let you know what we have and what the prices are right now, or in just a few minutes, I should say. And or if you want to wait, you can wait and upgrade later. It's up to you. The reason we put this together at such a low price, folks, is so that many of you, a lot of you, too many of you have been calling and asking how you can receive us on satellite without all the shortwave static and problems and jamming and propagation and sunspot interference and everything else. Don't go away. I'll be right back. Real money. Silver dollars, silver quarters, silver dimes, gold coins, $20 gold pieces, $5 gold pieces, $10 gold pieces. It was incredible. They had real money that really worked. What you got now is funny money. And don't buy all this baloney about the Great Depression. It was a hoax, folks. There were some people who were out of work. There were some farmers and rural folk who really bit the dust because of poor farming and poor soil conservation techniques. But most of the nation carried on, and the banks weren't closed for weeks or months like you've been told. They were closed only for 3 days by order of the president. Otherwise, they would never have closed at all. This whole thing was machinated. See, back then they called them soup kitchens. Now we called them the mission. Every city's got a mission. Every city has soup lines. Every city has people, homeless, poor folk, to go in there and eat every day. Nothing wrong with that if the community supports it. If the government supports it, I think there's a lot wrong with it. And I think it should stop. Had the same problems back then, ladies and gentlemen. But the whole nation wasn't on its knees. The whole nation wasn't poor like they're trying to tell you. The whole nation wasn't riding the trains. And the whole nation didn't set out for California. Nope. Most of the people came from Oklahoma. If you don't believe me, go to the places where they went and ask them where their mother and father and grandfather and grandmother came from. They'll tell you. Oklahoma. And a lot of the cities out west, they have their Okie towns. So that's what they call it. And I don't mean that to be insulting to anyone from Oklahoma. It just happens to be reality. Now, if those people had taken care of business, and if you take care of business, you and they would never find themselves or yourselves in that same position. It's as simple as that. But everybody seems to rely upon some unknown luck equation. Oh no, it can't happen to me. It's just going to happen to old Joe over there, but it won't happen to me. Well, it can happen to you if you don't take the proper steps. So I suggest that you take the proper steps by calling Swiss America Trading and get some real money in your pocket. Get your assets protected by some real wealth. Now, folks, I've been watching what's going on, and I'm telling you right now, the storehouses of silver are almost empty. Watch for silver to take a major rise. The rich and powerful are buying base metals, silver, gold, copper, platinum. They're putting their money into these things because they know what I know, and they know what I've been trying to warn you about for a long time. You see, socialism cannot succeed if there's a middle class. I mean, that's common sense. Why can't you understand that? You can all see, and you tell me that you can see, that we're headed into socialism. And if you know that, you know that socialism cannot work in a class system where a middle class exists. in the New World Order, there's going to be two classes of people. The rulers, who will be very, very few in number, and the ruled. That's the truth. And if you read Veritas and you understand the Communist Manifesto and you understand the real purpose for the graduated income tax, you're going to kick yourself over and over and over again that you didn't call Swiss America Trading a long time ago. 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-289-2646. Tell them that you're a listener to the hour of the time. Thank them for sponsoring this broadcast. And then tend to business. Get your hands on some real money. And do it now. So here are the additions or the upgrades that you can add to your system, either now or later. It's up to you. For those who want more capability, you can add these items to your system. It is expandable, so you can add them at a later time as your finances and interests permit, or if you can afford it, you can add them right now. Dish actuator and motor. It's a Von Wies. It's a leading industry manufacturer. And folks, we'll let you have that for $120. It will allow you to relocate your dish to over 30 other satellites. Very simple. And it's very simple to hook up and work. Also, a dish position controller, which is needed to operate the motor, at $139. In fact, we'll give you that at our cost, $139. It stores the satellite coordinates for you and enables you to position the dish actuator motor to the proper position that you want. The LNBF, or dual polarity low noise block converter feed, this is necessary to receive both polarities. And if you think you're going to expand your system, we recommend you buy this at the time of purchase of your basic system, since it will only cost you $20. That's our cost, if you do it at that time. Otherwise, the price is going to be $120 for that LNBF. If you wait and order it later, it's $120. Now, this unit, folks, will give both odd-numbered and even-numbered channels. It's a special order device. Allow up to 1 week for delivery if you order it later. In fact, I got to tell you, 6 to 8 weeks. And it's a C-band only feed. For CKU band, you need the CKU upgrade, which I'm going to tell you about next. The KU upgrade, folks, this will bring you the KU band, allowing you to see hidden news feeds, unedited reports, live cameras at major events. Now, for the specialist who wants to see what they don't want you to see, this is what you need. It includes ADLRPI dual band feed horn, best in the industry. Now, I'm telling you, it's the best in the industry, and a CalAmp KU band LNB. So, if you want to get this now, we'll give it to you at our cost of $149. If you order it later, it's going to cost you, let me see, $179 plus whatever the shipping is. Now, remember, all of these things, if you order later, are plus shipping, folks. So, if you order it now, we'll give it to you at our cost, which is $149. If you order it later, it's going to cost you $179. And it's the best there is. There isn't anything better. And we'll be also running ads for all of this stuff in Veritas, and we're going to keep this as long as the distributor doesn't raise the prices. These are fantastic prices. We made a deal. We got these prices for you, and we're going to run this system just as long as we can keep these prices. If the prices go up, then, you know, it's up to you guys. If we see that it's not serving you and it's not serving us, then that's the time that we'll have to drop it, of course. And we don't want to have to do that because this is a fantastic deal. Make all checks or money orders payable to Annie, A-N-N-I-E, Annie, A-N-N-I-E. Don't put Annie / Intelligence Service or Annie William Cooper or anything else. Just Annie, A-N-N-I-E. Send them to the Intelligence Service. Now, when I say send them to, I don't mean write that on your check. I mean write that on the outside of your envelope that the check is inside. The check is made out to Annie. If you don't do this right, we send the checks back, and it makes people upset. So, make sure that you listen carefully. Send the checks in the envelope addressed to the Intelligence Service, Post Office Box 1420, SHOLO, spelled just like you learned in first grade, show and low, SHOWLOW, Arizona 85901. That's P.O. Box 1420, SHOLO, Arizona 85901.
I always thought you had a beard like seaweed, long and wet.
Not since I got acquainted with these blue blades by Gillette.
Okay, folks, I told you one time last week that I had a treaty between the United States and Canada that proved the existence of weather control. Now, many years ago, I did some research on weather control, and I wanted to find out if this was real or a scam or some kind of baloney. And what I found out was disturbing. I found out that the United States government and Canada and other countries had been actively engaged in scientific experimentation to learn how to control the weather. Now, sometime during the middle to late 50s, all reference to this research disappeared. It disappeared behind the veil of national security. You couldn't find any more scientific papers written on the subject. Before that veil was lowered, you found all kinds of scientific papers written on the subject. All kinds of military press releases talking about how they had learned to seed the clouds and all kinds of different things. Now, when this veil was drawn, there was nothing, nothing, and I mean nothing. Now, we figured that there had to be a reason why they drew the veil of secrecy, and there can only be one reason when the government does that and when the military does it. It's that they succeeded and they didn't want anybody else to know how to do it or how it's done so that they could take countermeasures to prevent it. And then we found this treaty between the United States and Canada. It's called WEATHER, March 26, 1975. It can be found in 26 UST, page 541. It's an agreement between the United States of America and Canada relating to the exchange of information on weather modification activities. Now, bear in mind, this is 1975, long after they pulled this veil of national security over all of this stuff. And it says, the government of the United States of America and the government of Canada, aware, because of their geographic proximity, that the effects of weather modification activities carried out by either party or its nationals may affect the territory of the other. Noting the diversity of weather modification activities and both the United States and Canada by private parties, by state and provincial authorities, and by the federal governments, believing that the existing state of knowledge warrants the expectation of further development over a period of time in the science and technology of weather modification, taking into particular consideration the special traditions of prior notification and consultation and the close cooperation that have historically characterized their relations, believing that a prompt exchange of pertinent information regarding the nature and extent of weather modification activities of mutual interest may facilitate the development of the technology of weather modification for their mutual benefit. Beware when they say something like that. recognizing the desirability of the development of international law relating to weather modification activities having transboundary effects, have agreed as follows. As used in this agreement, weather modification activities means activities performed with the intention of producing artificial changes in the composition, behavior, or dynamics of the atmosphere. Weather modification activities of mutual interest means weather modification activities carried out in or over the territory of a party within 200 miles of the international boundary, or such activities, wherever conducted, which in the judgment of a party may significantly affect the composition, behavior of dynamics of the atmosphere over the territory of the other party. Responsible agencies means the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration of the United States and the Atmospheric Environment Service of Canada, or such other agencies as the parties may designate. And it goes on and on and on. Talks about reporting requirements. Information relating to weather modification activities of mutual interest acquired by a responsible agency through its reporting requirements or otherwise shall be transmitted as soon as practicable to the responsible agency of the other party. Blah, 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 blah. Goes on and on and on. Now, let me say this to Mr. Arlen Specter, who ridiculed the militia members who sat in Congress and testified that weather modification was a reality. Listen to me, you ignorant boob. If there were no such thing as weather modification, if scientists could not do it, if it were not reality within the government agencies and with the armed forces of the United States of America and Canada, this treaty would not exist. You hear me, you blithering boob? We're going to print this verbatim in its entirety in the next issue of Veritas.
News Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a whiz.
Gosh, they're right.
Yeah, they are right. And that's what we need in Washington, D.C., a whole lot of Ajax, along with about 5 billion barrels of Mr. Clean. Along with Mr. Clean himself and the Jolly Green Giant. Sweep those scum right out of there. How can anyone call themselves an American, go to Washington, D.C. to represent Americans, and then turn into some blithering boob with nothing but empty space between his ears, babbling absolute nonsense, representing every power on earth except Americans? Now, I wish somebody would tell me that, because I need to know before I go absolutely out of my mind over all of this crap that I hear come out of these idiots' mouths, like Schumer and Specter and that little twit Taylor during the Waco hearings. And who was the guy that was the man who coined the phrase jackbooted thugs? The Democrat. His name slips my mind because there's no reason in the world that I should ever remember his name. He's such an insignificant socialist jerk. Well, I lost my copy of that treaty, and I want to thank Mr. Larry Beecraft for sending me his copy of that treaty. I'm going to read you his letter that he sent. He said, "Dear Mr. Cooper, back in about 1982, I met a man who lives here in Huntsville, named retired Lieutenant Colonel Tom Bearden, who had written several books regarding weather modification that I read. Tom has lots of info about this subject, and if anyone desires to know more, he should read Tom's books about weather modification, free energy, and artificial intelligence, one of which is Excalibur Briefing. Tom may be contacted at 2311 Big Cove Road, Huntsville, Alabama, 35801. His phone number is 205-533-3682. When members of the Ohio militia appeared before Congress a few months ago, one of them mentioned weather modification activities being conducted by the feds, which statement drew gasps of disbelief by those who know nothing about this subject. As proof of government involvement in this activity, I enclosed an international agreement, 26 U.S.T. 541, TIAS-8056 of March 26, 1975. Named agreement between the United States and Canada relating to exchange of information on weather modification activities, whereby the United States agrees to keep Canada informed of such activities here, both governmental and private. If these activities did not exist, there would be no such agreement. In 1980, a multilateral treaty on this issue was ratified by the United States. Now, this is another one. In 1980, CTIAS 9614, ratified by the United States on January 17, 1980, which is a treaty to not use weather modification for military purposes. Treaties and agreements regarding this subject would not exist if there were no such activities. Please circulate copies of this to those who need such documentation. Signed, Larry B. Kraft. And Larry, we certainly will. In the next issue of Veritas, this entire document will be printed as we had previously planned to do. Also, we have located here, ladies and gentlemen, a chapter out of a book called Toward the Year 2018. Chapter 5, called Weather. Man will control rain, fog, storms, and even possibly the climate, by Thomas F. Malone. Now let me tell you who Thomas F. Malone is, so that you'll understand he knows what he's talking about. Thomas F. Malone was the chairman of the Committee on Atmospheric Science of the National Academy of Sciences and vice president and director of research of the Travelers Insurance Company. What he says in here is very clear, ladies and gentlemen, and maybe I'll read this entire chapter to you tomorrow night. Weather modification and weather control is a reality. If it were not a reality, it would not have been classified top secret back in the late 1950s, and it would not have disappeared behind a curtain of secrecy. Also, these treaties in 1975 and 1980 would not exist if weather control were not a reality. Now, you hear about these things all over the place, ladies and gentlemen, and you've heard them about them on other radio talk shows, but it's all been conjecture. Always has been conjecture. And the reason you didn't hear it on the Hour of the Time until now is because we do not deal in conjecture. Right now, there's supposedly an incident going on in Europe where a soldier named New has refused to wear the trappings of the United Nations uniforms. And because of that, he faces a dishonorable discharge and possible court-martial and jail imprisonment. If it's true. It's been on every other talk show in this country blabbing about this stuff. And if it's true, you'll hear it on the Hour of the Time. But just like the weather modification data, you don't hear it until we can prove it, until we know that it's absolutely true. Whatever you hear on the Hour of the Time, ladies and gentlemen, is not conjecture. It's not guesswork. And unless I state it's an opinion, it's not an opinion. And we always give you sources and places to look this stuff up. And everybody who has ever taken what we have given them and gone to the Federal Depository Library, to the books, to the records, to the people, to the sources, have found that every single thing that we put out on this broadcast is absolutely 100% true. So you can listen to those other people if you want to. But if you want to know the truth, you stick around and wait for it on the Hour of the Time. And generally, we get it to you years before they even find out about it. And we never, ever pick anything off the facts or off a telephone call or out of a letter and broadcast it unless we have investigated and made sure that what we're broadcasting is fact and not conjecture. And if it is conjecture, we will tell you that it is pure conjecture. If it's opinion, we'll tell you that it is our opinion. And that's our pledge to you. And if you can ever prove that anything that we broadcast is wrong, we will go on the air and correct it. Because we don't want to deal in wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, good night. And God bless each and every single one of you.